What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi here with you.
Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here. Rocking with you on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Mike Carver along with the Encyclopedia of College Football. That is eating fat at Joe's restaurant. Go! For the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
You know what your new name is?
What's that?
You want to know? You're Norvell. That's your new nickname. You're poking me. You are. You know, because you know, that's, like, you're
trying. Let me just tell you something. I don't want to be associated with him, and I'll tell you why.
All right, okay. Because you didn't go for two?
I would have went for two in the overtime.
You
want to know what we call that, Joe?
Gutless.
Gutless. That's what that guy is.
But you know what you're trying to do? You're trying to call me out because you know I had a good week and got smashed over.
No, I don't think so. I root for everybody to win.
Not
I want everyone to eat.
Different sides.
I'm not like you. You want to be the guy who said I said it. You want to be the guy I said it. I'm right. You're wrong. I'm right. I want everybody to eat. I want everybody to sit at the table. Everybody
so
gets a plate.
You're trying to say that you're a guy's guy, and I'm just like, wow.
I'm saying that I'm for the people.
You're for the people. Okay. All right. Is this the way it's good? This is the way.
We welcome in all of our radio affiliates. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi, the Encyclopedia of College Football, here with you. I want everybody to win. I want everybody to be a winner, Joe. That's all that I want.
But when we're on opposite sides, then you want me to lose.
Well, of course. That's how it goes. That's okay. And okay. Like I said to you yesterday, I'm not doing that anymore. From now on, if we're doing picks at the end of the week, if we're both on the same games, we're both on the same games. That's the way that it goes.
That's fair.
All right. No more either of us. Switch. Well, you're already on the South Carolina Georgia game. Let me pick something else. My ninth pick. I'm not doing that. I want if you're on the game, you're on the game. That's it. No more.
I can pick whatever I want. I mean, you're dealing with.
Well, sometimes you do that. You do the. Well, I don't want us to have the same games. I don't want us to have the same picks.
Who's 15 and 10 on the show?
What does that mean?
Well, what are you right now?
What does it matter?
Well, you're 14 and 11. You had the lead, and now you surrendered it.
Yeah, I'm not as concerned about that. It's week three.
That's something that
we look at in November. There's a lot of runway left in this season. A lot of runway.
I agree. And trust me, I've been. It's not my first rodeo. So.
Not mine either.
I know, but that's why I can't believe you give locker room material. You come right out this week.
Who gave locker room material?
Well, you just, I said it. Ole Miss.
Fast and loose.
fast and loose.
I'm playing fast and loose this week.
Playing
fast. You can't have a worse week than last week. I'm playing fast and loose. I'm coming right out.
Well, what was it last week? 1-6.
That's what it was last week. We've been through this a couple times. Oh, 1-6. Did I walk around the last couple weeks going 3-4, Joe? 3-4, Joe? 3-4, Joe? Did I do that to you?
No, but...
Did I?
No.
Celebrate the victories. Why can't everyone win? It's like I was trying to tell you earlier. Instead of being like, this guy was 4-0, this guy was 3-1, why can't we say that as a show... As a show, the NFL's 13-2-1 through 2 weeks.
That's
as
fantastic.
A show, combined.
We could do
everybody
that.
Eats.
We could do that with the NFL. I agree with you. Let's
but
eat.
With college, you can't because you're the encyclopedia of college football. We're not allowed to do that.
I didn't. But did I nickname myself the encyclopedia? No, that's what you gave me.
Oh, yeah, but that's okay, Joe.
Well, you know that's the fine. College football's close to my heart. You know that.
Right. Have you figured out what you're going to do with Colorado yet this week?
I mean, I said earlier that on our show that during the week that I would take Oregon, but I haven't bet it yet. I mean, the problem
have
that
you
I
not
have,
bet it because you don't like a flat 21 and you want to get under that, or have you not
no,
bet it yet?
I have not bet it yet because I'm worried about the offensive line going up against that defensive front, and that's a concern. I mean, they can't run it. They can't do anything. He just sits back there as Shedeur Sanders and chucks it 50 times a game. The offensive line, how many sacks did they give up? 6 last week? The first 2 weeks it was 12? That's 3 sacks a game. He's getting knocked around. 6 sacks a game. He's getting absolutely, like, kicked in the chops. You're not worried about that?
Well, I'm not going to be worried about it if I'm on Oregon.
Oh, well, I'm like you.
I don't really know if I want... the line in these Colorado games has been so volatile, I don't know if I want to... I think that...
Sacks allowed.
I think the one thing that I probably feel best about is... is that it feels like there'll be a lot of points. Right? Like, I feel like Oregon's going
to
be able
to... like 60-55, right?
I feel like Oregon... is good for at least 45 points in this game, right?
Put it this way, if they don't get 45, then something's wrong, right? Colorado State put up 35, even though it was overtime.
Oregon team total right now is 45.5.
Are you going to take that?
Man, Colorado's 24.5. I mean, they've... breezed that the last 3 weeks. I know, obviously, they're playing a better defense this week. They've breezed through 24.5.
Yeah, but Dan Lanning...
I guess you can't say breezed because that was double overtime with Colorado State last Saturday
yeah,
night.
Yeah, but not only that, Dan Lanning's a defensive extraordinaire.
Oh, you think he's going to have it all locked up?
He's a defensive extraordinaire.
You want to take the under?
They will run the football. I believe.
Who, the Ducks?
Yeah. I mean, that defense is giving up 260 on the ground. I mean, you tell me. Bo Nix could put up 150 on that team.
Bodacious. Carver and Lisi's Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. Rocking with you, a lot more to do. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You don't know. I'm a man. I'm 40. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM Channel 159. Great to have you aboard here. 844-843-6879 is the number. All right, Joe. So we'll start to get Big Ten starts their Friday night games this week, huh?
Yeah.
Wisconsin-Purdue.
Nice rivalry game.
The dun 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 dun.
Are we taking Tanner Mordecai and whiskey down? Struggled a little bit for a couple of halves, a couple of quarters with Clay there.
Talk about struggling. You talk about Purdue.
Well, they got to, I mean.
They stink.
You thought this team was going to overexceed expectations this year.
They sometimes do. Not this year, though. Not this year. Man, Virginia back-to-back weeks on Friday night. We need to see them again in primetime.
How about Brennan Armstrong going up against his former team?
He's going to light them up.
I like Virginia.
Boise, San Diego State, and Air Force San Jose. Both games kicking at 10:30 East on Friday night, Joe.
Wow! Look at this weekend.
That's outstanding.
Oh man!
See, we need to start getting into this. Is this where now? Is this like? Does this break the seal every Friday night going forward? There's a 10 o'clock game. Let's see.
Yep.
Next week, Cincinnati, BYU, 10 o'clock game. Nebraska, Illinois is 8 o'clock. Although there's two games Friday night, October 6th. Friday night the 12th, no late night game. Friday night the 20th, no late night game. All right, Joe. Where's the Friday night late night games? Come on. Although you know what does start soon, Joe?
This weekend. You're always worried about, we got it this weekend. Why can't you embrace it?
Do you know that on October the 4th, which is what, 2 weeks?
Yeah.
2 weeks, right? We will start Wednesday night games in the Conference USA, and then the Sun Belt's going to start playing on Tuesdays.
So we're going to have
starting October 10th.
Every week.
Listen to this. October 10th, Joe. We're looking way far ahead here. We need to concentrate on this week. But you get Louisiana Tech, Middle Tennessee, Liberty, Jacksonville State, and Coastal Carolina, App State. All three of those games on a Tuesday. Mm. How about that?
That's incredible. That's incredible.
I love
this game. I love college football. There's nothing better.
I know.
It really isn't.
I know.
There's nothing better. The rivalry, the pageantry. Enjoy it while you can. It's going to be gone all next year.
What do you mean it's going to be gone?
Pac-12, gone.
Wow.
Chopped.
Again, Pac-12. Eight teams and ranked, and they can't keep
Klebikov on his resume. I'm the guy.
I'm the guy who put the Pac-12 in the grave. I'm the guy who put the Pac-12 in the ground. That's a great thing to do. Nice job.
You think he walks around like he's probably in a gated community somewhere? Hey, George, way to go!
And he ignores.
Nice
makes sure
job.
To stay away from him.
Way to run the Pac-12 right into the ground.
My guess would be he doesn't want to be near anyone.
You think he's getting invited to any holiday parties this year?
Probably not. I would have to say no. Why is Miami going? Miami's going to Temple this week? Well, that was an Al Golden give back? What was that?
What did he get on Miami for? I have a ticket for them to win 10 games this year.
No, I'm just saying. It's just a weird, like, it's like Alabama going to South Florida last week. It's just weird to see a Power 5 school visit a Group of 5 school. It's just strange. So Miami's going to go to the Link on Saturday afternoon to play Temple.
We travel early and
often. You should have went to that game, Joe, in Philly, Miami and Temple. You should have went.
Yeah, because I go to that one. Should we add a College Football Today studio show?
Well, I mean, it's a 3:30 kick, so you could get there after College Football Today.
Now, what do you want me to do? Just watch the game when Ole Miss is on it at the same time?
I know. You need to watch all the games at once. I understand.
Trust me. I need multiple screens. And I'm telling you this right now. I don't want to.
I feel like we got an I said it coming. What do we got?
No, I do not want it. Not you, but I don't want to be bothered from like 12 until like 2 o'clock in the morning. Like
it's understandable.
I don't want to. What are you doing? What's going on?
Yeah.
How come?
Your level of human interaction in the fall is low. Like, it's just. In all aspects of life, it's just hard. Like, you're so focused on this, it's your craft, that you just kind of leave everybody. All relationships get put at the wayside during college football season.
Well, that's it. I mean, people understand, well, can't you just read about it? No, that's the thing. I need to watch the games. I need to see what how certain teams respond.
It's like they always say. You got to watch the games.
Got to watch the games. If you're going
to the only way you're going to know.
You cannot. I need to see it with my own eyes. Now, granted, I don't catch every game, but I do obviously then dive in and watch highlights and everything else. I need to see exactly what happens. It's and the game's evolving, right? You know, we see with the penalties, this targeting. That's so. You can't hit the guy. I tell you, it's very rare. And that's why I brought it up to you. That Oregon State defense, and I understand it was San Diego State, they fly to the football. I mean, fly to the football. Honestly, they are unbelievable running sideline to sideline. And that's why I want to watch this game with Washington State. Because Washington State's no joke, too. Their defense is really good.
I agree.
Cam Ward, this is what a quarterback battle. DJU rejuvenated Cam Ward. That's a 3:30 kick or a 7:30 kick?
With the Oregon State-Washington State game?
Yeah.
That's a 7:30. 7:30 right. game. I don't know how many. You're going to need a lot of TVs for 3:30.
Well,
you're going to need.
I go to the sports bar.
Must be nice.
What do you mean, must be nice? I don't have
must
a significant
be nice.
Other.
I know. I get it.
I'm running lean.
I mean, because at 3:30, you've got Ole Miss, Bama, Colorado, Oregon, UCLA, Utah. Throw in Miami and Temple, BYU, Kansas.
No, that Miami game I don't need to see. I mean,
BYU, Kansas. Let me ask you this, Joe. I just watched BYU go into Fayetteville and beat Arkansas and KJ Jefferson. Why the hell are they getting 9.5 points in Lawrence?
Well, huh? I mean,
you telling me that they can't win in Lawrence after just winning at Arkansas?
But it's Keaton Slovis. Kalani Sitake. I mean, think about it. I mean, Jalen Daniels is an MVP candidate.
Did you see your boy there in Kansas, Leopold, at his Monday press conference?
No. What did he say?
I guess people weren't happy with that they didn't blow Nevada out. On Saturday night,
right.
People around town didn't like, they thought that they should have won that game. Obviously, they were, 24, 25-point favorites in that game, Joe? What were they in that game? They were big favorite in Nevada.
They were a double-digit favorite. I know the total win that game.
So they're 3-0, right? They're 3-0 right now. And basically, Lance said to the Kansas media, I think we need to get used to winning in all ways around here. I think people are, they didn't get used to winning. They didn't never won football games there. I think we need to have a little more perspective. You can't win a certain way, blow everybody out every week. It doesn't work that way in college football,
Joe. Leipold's.
Your guy. Now they got BYU coming in. Two teams, 3-0. Interesting game. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. Back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Place at the table.
Love it.
And we're back. Carver and Lucy with you. Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Good to have you with us.
The
place at the table, Joe.
Yeah, that is Lattimore. Oh, boy. Alvin Mack, Lattimore, Joe Kane. Come on, Joe. There's 11 guys out there that are dependent on you.
Can't ride the motorcycle during the season. Come on. I mean, honestly.
Yeah, you know why that movie was great? Because they were 6-6 and they faced off against.
I know. Yeah. It's like, come on. Geez. They had, the worst. Whatever, nothing went right for him. Everybody got hurt. And then at the end, come on. Just stop.
Love it. Love it.
That's why they're movies, Joe. That's why they're movies.
That's an underrated one, let me tell you. Very underrated.
Yes, no question.
And
about
you know
that.
What was even better, and I'll just leave it at that? They wore the real uniforms. Michigan wore Michigan. Iowa wore Iowa. Who else did they play? They played those games in their home stadium was Williams-Brice in South Carolina, Columbia program.
That's right. That's right. They certainly did. When we were doing Coast to Coast on Tuesday, what was the Patriots then? 3, right?
Yeah.
Down to 2.5. Mm. 2.5 now, Joe.
Yeah, that's...
The alarm's out.
You might get me. You might get me.
You're taking the Jets on Sunday.
Wow. I have to bet. I don't bet with my heart, Corey.
Imagine actually walking up to a window and betting on Zach Wilson. Like, imagine doing
that. I'll take the Jets. What? You sure?
Imagine betting on Zach Wilson.
I mean, it's got to be like...
Like, willingly, man. Too. Like, with all of the film and the data and the games, like everything that you could have, whether it's gut and feel or charts and graphs, imagine walking to the window and betting on Zach Wilson. I just don't know how you could do it. I just don't. I mean, I'm not saying that you should go bet on Mac Jones either and the Patriots, but...
I just think the old man's toast. And I don't think Salah's good. But I just think I'm betting on
Dalvin Cook.
I think
there's a major coaching mismatch in that game.
I know you're right, but I mean, you don't think the defense could? I mean,
the defense that got shredded by Dallas. That one?
That was Dallas, though. That was Dallas. CeeDee Lamb, Tony Pollard. Come on, man.
You might not like the old man anymore, but he always has answers for this pathetic franchise.
He beats them down like, what was it, whack-a-mole? Whack-a-mole?
Has answers for this pathetic franchise. Just remember, this is a spot, Joe, too. Think about this week when you're looking at these games. 0-2 teams this week. That is as ultimate desperation as there is when you start your year. It's still September. You know, you can only do that. There's a lot of games left stuff for so long. When you're 0-3 to start the year, your chances, Joe, you talk about the hole that you've built, it's deep. So these teams this week that are staring 0-3 in the face, you know, you got to look to them.
Let me ask you a question then. Could I ask you a question?
Sure.
So I sold the Patriots preseason at 7.5, right?
Sure.
They are behind the Jets right now at 46-1 to win the AFC.
Okay.
Jets are 37-1. Why is that if they're catching 3 points?
Well, the Jets have 1 win and the Patriots have 0.
Yeah,
The Jets have a division win. The Patriots have 0.
Come on.
I'm just giving you asked for a reason. I gave it to you.
That's not a good enough.
Do you know what that's going to be when the Patriots beat them on Sunday?
What's it going to be?
The Jets are going to be the ones buried in the fourth slot. And it's going to flip.
We're talking about dead and buried. Arizona's 85-1 to win the West. Sell. 85-1.
I just one of these
them to implode.
You do, I know. Well, I have the under 4.5, and I went in. I told you I went in for 0-1 on the exact win total.
Little nervous on Sunday.
You're a little nervous?
I said I was last Sunday.
Oh, with the Giant game.
20-0.
Well, and they could have beat the Commanders, too, the first week. That game was in doubt in the fourth quarter. They had a lead in that game. So they've been knocking on the door here. Now, the problem is I don't think they'll be knocking on any doors against Dallas this week. I don't think you need to be worried about that. Maybe Dallas will be the team that really starts to step on them a little, Joe.
And breaks their will for the rest of the year?
Breaks them down. They took a big shot after the Giants came back on them, but then I think Dallas is going to push them down a little bit here on Sunday.
Good.
Push them down.
I don't even want them to dress the rest of the regular season.
Two teams, a fascinating game this week. I was just talking to you about how 0-2 teams I think you have to watch for this week because there's a lot of desperation.
Chargers.
But how about a game that has two 0-2 teams and both were playoff teams last year, both have some aspirations. You know, Chargers we hear about every year. Minnesota won a division. People said they probably shouldn't have. They were lucky. They probably want to come back on that. This is a big game for them at home. This is a huge game for the Chargers. Both these loser leaves town type of game. So Staley for the first time the other day, and I was going to give this to you yesterday, but we never got around to it. And I'll give it to you now since we're going to talk about this game. Staley, for the first time after they lost that Tennessee game on Sunday, Joe, I thought he cracked a little bit. Now, he's been very vanilla with the media. Doesn't give you anything. Very cookie cutter head coach, new school coach. I'm not saying anything, derogatory. I'm not saying anything bad about anyone. So he got poked a little bit by some of the guys, whoever was asking it after the game, about has the collapse against Jacksonville in the playoffs carried over to this season. Let's hear him, Joe. Let's hear Brandon Staley.
The Jacksonville loss hasn't carried on to the season whatsoever. If you've seen our training camp or you've seen the way we played in the first two games, it hasn't had an impact on our team whatsoever. Our team is connected. Our team has played its heart out in two games, and we've lost two tough games. But it has nothing to do with the Jacksonville game. If you ask anyone in our locker room, it has nothing to do with the Jacksonville game. And that's just the truth. It's a convenient storyline for you and for everybody else, but it's not the truth. We've lost two tough games. But the guys in that locker room, the men in that locker room, they are finishers and they have what it takes, and we're excited to prove ourselves.
I don't think they're finishers. What about that?
Finishers, they'd have two wins already.
He's not done either, Joe. Watch, he's going to get mad again, I think.
In overtime, Jeff. So how do you think the mood is?
Whoa.
How do you think it is? It's tough. It's a tough.
How is it? How is it?
A lot of pride in that room. Okay? We put a lot of this, and we got a good football team. And so we've lost two tough games. Got to bounce back, learn from our mistakes, and be ready for Minnesota.
That's the guy right there, Joe. You know what that sounds like? That sounds like somebody who's starting to feel it a little bit.
Yeah, he's feeling it. He's starting to crack
a little bit.
You know,
people thought he wouldn't be back after last year, and he's starting to crack.
Well, you know, there's nobody else to blame. I mean, he's gutless. I'll say that. He's totally gutless. You know, think about it.
I like that. He's not just gutless. He's totally gutless.
You know why these charts and graphs, like, all right, so he rolls the dice all regular season, and then 2 years ago he's got the Raiders on the ropes with a standing eight count, and he lays up because he decides to go into overtime. Again, it's the January.
Yeah, misses the playoffs.
What are you? Yeah. Head coaches, analytic guys, who else? Coaches that want to win 17-13 and you wind up getting blown out. What do you expect to happen when you're on the road or you have a hot quarterback and you score a game-tying touchdown in overtime? Why are you afraid to go for it? What are you hoping to happen? Like, I don't understand. You score a game-tying touchdown to in regulation or in overtime. You had the ball in the two. What are you hoping for by extending the game? That's what I don't understand. We coach these guys. You go for it. You go for the kill shot. We have them on the ropes. What are you hoping on? All right, you know what? We had them on the ropes, but we let them off because we're hoping to get a fumble or a sack in next. I mean, how stupid. Stupid.
Let them off the hook.
You're so smart, you're dumb.
Do you have any? Is there any way you're playing this game? This Minnesota Charger game on Sunday?
I want to take the total, but I could see both of these
guys. It's heavy, man. 53.5. That's a heavy number.
I have to think of this objectively, right? Who's the better quarterback?
Herbert.
Exactly.
Yeah, but we can play that game with the Chargers every week. That still doesn't win. Was he better than Tannehill last week? I'm saying going into the game, wouldn't you have said the same thing?
Yeah, I mean, but this is what they do. They can't run it. They didn't run it a lick with Joshua Kelly last week, and that's what happens. Give me Minnesota.
Wow.
He's a hump.
How about that?
Give me Minnesota.
I'm on the Vikings, too. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us. 844-843-6879 is the number. All right, Joe. I just wanted to look and see who the 0-2 teams were playing this week. Because I really do like this. I like this angle.
Give me the angle. I'm listening.
Here we go. Let me tell you what the 0-2 teams have this week. We already said Patriots 0-2 at the Jets, and they're 2.5-point road favorites. The Broncos are 0-2. They're in Miami against the Dolphins. Now, I don't want to get in bed with the Broncos, Joe, but, and I'm not going to either, but this is a spot where if it wasn't Russ Wilson, and I would normally probably bet Denver in this game.
Carver, for several reasons. Dolphins to just, I want to have the talking point on Monday. I hope they beat them with the drum.
Which they might.
Let me ask you, how long are they, like, is the dam about to break for Denver?
Yes.
You
it
think
is.
So?
And here's the reasons why if we just kind of blanked out the names, right? Let's take Russell Wilson and Sean, you know, off the table and not think about this for a moment. Mm-hmm. And just look at things from the outside. You have a 0-2 team desperate playing a 2-0 team that's won two games on the road. I get it. And that 2-0 team, Joe, is looking ahead to next week when they're playing their big rival in division who they haven't beaten in Buffalo in forever. Two, you have the Broncos, despite being 0-2, have lost by a combined 3 points in those two games. The case can be made to take the 6.5 with Denver. They might not even win the game, Joe. I'm just saying Miami might have to work in this one. That's all I'm saying.
I know, but Carver, if I take the 6.5, even though it's going against my team, and I turn on the screen and it's 14-0 in the first quarter, I'm going to be upset.
Okay, well, I'm just saying I think there's a case to be made with my 0-2 angle for them. I think the same can be said for the Texans 0-2 in Jacksonville in terms of points, Joe. I'm not saying winning the game, but they'll be in the game.
I think that could be the highest scoring game.
I'll give you those numbers later in the week.
I like Jacksonville to score on them, and I like Houston to score on Jacksonville.
We already said the Chargers and the Vikings are both 0-2. They're playing each other. Panthers are 0-2 in Seattle. That's gone down to 5.5. The Cardinals are 0-2, but unfortunately, Joe, even though there's some desperation for these 0-2 teams, when you suck, you suck.
I'm
going to say with the Cardinals and with the Bears.
I'm taking
you suck, you suck.
No, stop. You're doing. I'm taking the 12.5 with Justin.
And the other 0-2 team is the Bengals on Monday night against the Rams.
Scary.
Normally, Joe, obviously, if Joe Burrow was healthy, I would say absolutely. But if I'm going to have Jake Browning playing quarterback, I don't think that you know, obviously there's desperation. That's an 0-2 team that was in the AFC Championship game last year.
Is he out?
No. There's no definites of any of this far in advance. There's no definites. Nobody, and there won't be a definite probably till Monday.
Jake Browning.
The pride of the Huskies. Pride of Washington.
Here's what I like. You ready?
Yeah.
Early on.
Early
in
the week.
I like the over in Houston and Jacksonville.
You think points?
I think a lot of points. Mm. I think, you know what? The fact that the Kansas City game went dead under, they're not going to bet this over. I like the over. 43.5 is I like it. I think it's light.
Which game is this?
Houston Jags.
Oh, okay. 43.5. Yeah, I could see the over there.
What about your Bills? All these AFC teams, when they go to Washington, the Chiefs have in recent years. I feel like all these games are weird with the
committee. Yeah, I wouldn't lay it with the Bills this week. I think they're going to win, but I wouldn't want to be involved with 6.5 or 7, which we'll probably get to by Sunday.
Now, if they lose, then what?
Well, I mean, how are they losing the game?
Allen, 2 picks and a fumble.
So is he hands another game away?
Yeah.
Everybody else plays well like the Jet game, and he just hands the game to the other team? Well, I mean, that's a problem.
Yeah. You going to be upset?
I told you. Just because I told you they were going to beat the Raiders over the head with a mallet on Sunday. I told you that was going to happen. In fact, I think I almost gave you the right score. I think I even said 38-10 at some point.
Nostradamus! What's going to happen tomorrow?
I want to see what's going to happen next Sunday with Miami. That's what I want to see.
That's a real team.
That's a big game.
Speed. That's a team with speed on the perimeter. Speed after layers of speed. You peel it back, there's another layer. Guy that runs a 4-2. Mostert. Tyreek. Jalen Waddle. Oh, and don't forget Devon Achane, the speedster out of Texas A&M. Another 4-3 guy. What are you going to do with that guy?
Yeah, have they even dressed him yet?
No. But he should be ready by then.
Yeah. No. No, they have not. I haven't dressed him yet, Joe. Not in the mix.
Oh, he'll be ready for the Bill game.
How about the Raiders are now 2.5 against the Steelers? That moved quite a bit. After that game on Monday night, wasn't it Steelers -1?
Yeah, I think so.
Gone all the way to Raiders -2.5. And you know there's going to be a lot of Steeler fans in Vegas this weekend.
Jimmy Garaps.
They travel.
Yeah, but Kenny Pickett didn't show me anything in that game. Did he show me anything?
Right now, no, he hasn't. But here's the problem with Pickett right now. There's a clear...
He looks a little shell-shocked.
Well, not only that. For the fan base and for people around the Steelers and everything else, right now the focus is it's the offensive coordinator's fault. They're chanting to get the guy fired in the middle of the game. They're winning the game at the end against the Browns, and they're still chanting, "Fire Canada." You got Tomlin talking about it then the next day. I think that everybody is going to give Pickett, who you're right, has been spotty. I think he's going to get a pass because everybody thinks the offensive coordinator is a hack. I don't think we're going to know, Joe, until somebody else gets in there, and then we can say, you see, he looks the same. You know? I think that we're still a TBD for him. But I don't think he's been good, and I think Pickens is very talented. I know one thing. I'd want to keep finding ways to give him the ball.
Yeah, he's big. He's fast. He runs like the wind. Did you see him in the open field?
Yeah. He's got giddy up. He's got burst.
And he can block. Problem is, I mean, is this game going to be like 19 to like 10 or something ugly like that?
It's usually ugly. Every Steeler game's ugly.
These games are ugly.
Every Steeler game's ugly. I mean, what? Every Steeler game has got some element of ugliness to it. You know? And then, of course, tomorrow, Joe, we'll spend a lot of time on Giants-Niners.
Oh, I'm taking the points.
You've made that determination. You're in.
Yeah, I'm already in. The way you were impulsive with the college, I'm impulsive with the pros. Over Houston, Jacksonville. No doubt. Giants plus the 10.
Joe,
no doubt.
Joe, a big believer in Matt Breida on Thursday night in San Francisco.
Well, listen, does it really matter? I mean, come on, Breida, it's his former team, by the way. He played for San Fran.
I know.
So, I mean, come on. Well, what are you doing? What's your favorite game?
I think tomorrow we're going to have to... What game is the game I'm... This is kind of the opposite of me with the college. The college, I have everything lined up. I know the games I like the most. And I'm still kind of looking through everything with the NFL. There hasn't been anything that has stuck out to me that I'm definitely on this. That just hasn't been that yet. I have some thoughts. And like I said, I'm going through this 0-2 team angle. I think you can make a case for Tennessee getting 3 in Cleveland.
You're gutless.
I'd rather take Panthers, them in that spot at home than on the road.
I think I'm going to take the Panthers plus the 5.5.
Yeah, you're going after the Seahawks a lot early on here.
You know what I think I'm going after? I see the board so clearly at 4.
So when I saw the board clearly for college, it's no good.
Yeah,
but you see the board clearly if
week. You're still
what does
drunk
that matter?
From last week. You're drunk after you got smashed. I mean, you're not seeing it clearly.
Didn't like any games. The only game I liked, I backed off because you were on it.
Oh, so the fact of you only winning one game was due to me?
I'm saying there's a couple of other wins I could have had if we
talk
if
about
I just stuck
deflection.
With it.
Talk about deflection. So. You know what I'm going to be like this weekend? I'm just warning you. You ready?
Yeah.
Action Jackson.
Kind of like the Packers against the Saints.
Oh, now you're a believer in the Packers?
What do you mean now I'm a believer? Me and you both picked them to win the North before the season.
Yeah, but you weren't on them last week.
No, because I didn't think that 2 weeks in a row on the road that Love would win. And it wasn't even his fault.
Do they cover?
They sure did.
They covered.
They didn't win, though.
What's your favorite game? I'll tell you what my favorite game is. What's yours?
Like I said, I think that if I had to pick one game right now that I'm absolutely, absolutely probably in on the NFL is the Pats and minus the 2.5 at the Jets.
Yeah, I'm all in on this Houston Jacksonville. I might alt this up to 50. I know I'm nuts, but I think Lawrence and CJ Stroud are going to ball out. And I'm going to close my eyes with the Jets.
Your boy Tank Dell. Get a couple touchdowns for him.
Why are you bashing Tank Dell? The Houston.
I'm not bashing him. You told me that he's the guy now.
He is the guy. Him, Xavier Hutchinson, Dalton Schultz, right boot. Got it. Let me tell you something. Stroud throws for another 380 this weekend. Guess what?
Yeah. He throws for another 380 this weekend. That's more yards in his first three games than I think Fields has in 3 years.
I knew you were going to say that.
I hope he does do that. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. No, Joe. Drinks are on the house.
Always on the house. Always on
Joe,
the house.
Joe, did you know? Released 33 years ago today.
Unbelievable. Great.
Yeah, I saw that note earlier.
Gone. That's it. He's gone.
Yeah, he's gone. What do you mean? He's gone. No. Drinks are on the house. That's it. Stop.
The house. This is always on our house. That's it. This is the house, Carver. This is it. On us. Let's go. Let's go. Let's continue the mode. Jomo. So what was the record? 13-2-1 in the NFL. 13-2-1.
Funny, our guy, Craig Geo just tweeted at us.
Yeah.
Tweeted at me. I guess when you asked me what game, I'm guessing this is what he's in reference in. I think when you asked me what games I like, I said, I absolutely probably will play the Pats on Sunday. I think I said that to you. I think that's what he's tweeting at me right now. Absolutely probably. Right. I think that's what I said when I said the Pats. That's how sure I am of it. I absolutely probably am probably going to take the Pats this week. Joe, tomorrow, maybe they'll have enough stuff on there that we can build the giant 49er SGP. for Thursday night, maybe.
I'm maybe going they'll with have Giants.
Yeah, see, this isn't going to work already. I can see.
No, it's going to work.
Not going to work already. Isaiah
Brian
Hodgins.
Dayball.
Hodgins in there. Great job, as always, by you, Joe. Great job by Matias Burbell. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Cash some tickets. We'll see you back here tomorrow on the grid.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to FinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.